Okay, I'm going to talk us through a meditation on the clarity of mind. This can be a very effective way of helping to break down gradually our very, very concrete projections of ourselves, of other people, of things and events. We exist as an impermanent collection of body and mind. These things consist of many parts, all constantly changing every moment, moment to moment. This applies to ourselves, to other beings, other people, to everything around us. But we often have very, very concrete projections of things. And particularly when applied to ourselves, if we suffer from low self-esteem, for instance, this can be quite harmful and damaging. Could lead to thoughts like, I'm a hopeless person, I'm not going to succeed, I'm an angry person, things like this. And that can also apply to our perception of others and to all the things that we come into contact with from day to day. We can either become very attached or very averted to. The actual nature of our mind is clarity. Mind is actually defined as clarity and awareness. Thoughts, feelings, mental images just come and go like clouds, ultimately lacking any real substance. Also, it's very important from a Buddhist point of view that at the deepest level, our mind is essentially clear and pure. And again, this practice can help us to get more in touch with that, which can be very, very beneficial in the long run with all our practices. But before we move into that practice, I'm going to start with a practice called mindfulness of breathing. This is something that was practiced by the historical Buddha, Buddha Shakyamuni, and by many, many practitioners of many different traditions, not only Buddhist traditions. This is the basis of many people's mindfulness practice, for instance. And again, this practice can really help to reduce stress. If practiced over time, if nothing happens too quickly, it's important we don't expect too much too quickly. It can help to reduce problems like anxiety, depression. And in the long run, it can really help us to develop clarity and concentration, which again will bring great benefit to all our practices, all our daily activities. I'd very much recommend before we engage in any other practice, it's always good to do a little bit of mindfulness of breathing before we do the practice. It's helped to calm down our mind, get our attention more into the present moment. And one last little bit of advice I'd like to share before we do the practice is if you're setting up a daily meditation practice, and mindfulness of breathing is a good place to start, try not to take on too much too quickly. I think many of us, when we first encounter these practices, and this certainly applied to me when I started, get very enthused. We think maybe I'm going to do this for an hour, 2 hours every day. But it's very, very difficult to keep that up over time, particularly when we're starting. It's much better if we can really commit to perhaps even just 5 minutes. 5 or 10 minutes every day, and really try and stick with that, work with the practice. It helps to create a positive habit, and then we can build that up gradually over time. Okay, so the first thing is get yourself comfortable. It doesn't matter whether you're sitting on a cushion or in a chair, the important thing is that you're comfortable. And I'm going to talk us through posture in a minute. I also want to say that if at any point during the meditation you feel you need to stretch, that is okay. There are no prizes for sitting motionless for long periods of time. The important thing is to be comfortable. If you need to stretch, just have a stretch, but just keep your mind on the practice. You don't have to lose the mindfulness. Just do it in a nice, gentle way and get yourself comfortable. So before I talk us through posture, what's called the 7-point posture, let's try and set a really positive motivation for doing the practice. And particularly, let's think we're not only doing this practice to benefit ourselves, although that's important, that's certainly part of it. But also, if we can, to put us in a better position to be able to truly benefit others. Okay, so now I'm going to talk us through the 7-point posture. And this applies equally whether you're in a chair or sat on a cushion. I mean, some people find it more helpful to meditate lying down on the back. A lot of us struggle with drowsiness if we do that, though. But again, you have to find what works for you. It's okay. There aren't any hard and fast rules with this. But the first thing, if you're sitting, is to make sure that your legs are nice and comfortable, relaxed. Particularly make sure you're not cutting off the circulation anywhere. Make sure that your bottom's nice and comfortable, that you feel firm, stable, grounded. If you're using a chair, it can sometimes be helpful just to push your bottom to the back of the chair. Now the next point is probably the most important of all, which it's important that our back is nice and straight. Firstly, it's much easier to sit comfortably for a period of time with a straight back because we're not fighting with gravity, we're not having to use muscles to keep ourselves comfortable. It also affects the way we breathe and the way that subtle energies move around the body. But we have to do this in a nice, relaxed way. And one way that could be helpful is imagine that your vertebrae is a stack of pound coins, just piled one on top of the other, starting at the bottom and working your way up. It's a nice vertical stack. So it's nice and stable. And it can also be helpful, and again, do this very, very gently without forcing anything. Just imagine somebody's tugging at the top of your head, like a little piece of string maybe at the top of your head, just very, very gently and slightly just stretching your spine just a little bit. Then just relax back into the posture. Now make sure your arms are nice and comfortable, again loose and relaxed. And that your hands are comfortable. There are different approaches with this and you have to find what works best for you. You can either put your hands on your knees, palms down. Or in your lap, palms upwards, one on top of the other with the thumbs touching. Just see what feels most comfortable. Now check your shoulders, that they're nice and relaxed. And a lot of us have a tendency to hunch our shoulders a bit. So again, it can be helpful just to push them back slightly, but again, very, very gently, without forcing anything. And again, just relax back into the posture. It should feel nice and easy and natural. Make sure your neck is nice and loose and relaxed. You can roll your head around a few times if you find that helpful. And your head should just be tilted down very slightly. Make sure that your jaw is nice and relaxed, and check that you're not clenching your teeth. The teeth should just be coming together so that you're not clenching them. It's also helpful to put the tip of your tongue just on the roof of your mouth, just behind the front two top teeth. There's a practical reason for that. It just stops saliva building up in the mouth, which can be distracting. Now check that your eyes are nice and relaxed. Ideally, the lids should just be coming together so that some light is still coming through. But some people find that distracting, and if you find it easier to close your eyes, that's okay. So again, it should feel like you're not forcing anything. This should be nice and relaxed and natural. Just go through all the different parts of your body, starting at the toes, working your way up. Just check if you're holding on to any tension anywhere. We're all different like that. I mean, I tend to hold on to tension in my stomach, for instance. But if you do notice that you're tense anywhere, one way to help with that is just breathing deeply. And imagine that you're breathing out into that part of your body, just letting all that tension naturally dissipate away. Just do that quietly to yourself for a short while. Now turn your attention onto the natural rhythms of your breathing. Notice the subtle sensations as the air enters your body through the nostrils, tip of your nose. It's better just to breathe through your nose when you're doing this. The air enters, goes down as your diaphragm moves down, fills your lungs. Then again, notice the little sensations as your diaphragm moves back up, gently expelling the air, goes up again, out at that point at the nostrils. Just let yourself breathe normally and naturally. Don't force it. now going to actually hone our attention to that point at the nostrils. Noticing those subtle sensations as the air enters and leaves the body. Again, just letting yourself breathe naturally. And we're going to try to hold our attention at that point. When distractions come in, which they will, don't worry about it. It's very, very important we don't think in terms of success or failure when we're doing this practice. Just making the effort is the practice. It's natural to become distracted. That's partly why we're doing it. So as soon as you notice that you're distracted, don't follow or feed those thoughts. Just in a nice, gentle way, just place your attention back at that point at the nostrils. However important those things seem, they can wait until later. If you do this practice for a while, you'll actually be in a better condition to deal with those things and to make better decisions. So again, just do that in a nice, gentle way to yourself. Keeping your attention at that point at the nostrils, subtle sensations as the air enters and leaves your body. When distractions come, don't try and force them away or anything like that, just in a nice, gentle way, place your attention back at that point at the nostrils. We'll do that quietly together just for a few minutes. It's often good before we start a practice like this, and also sometimes during the session, particularly if we're struggling a bit with the concentration and we're very distracted, just to reflect on the benefits and why exactly we're doing this. It's something we're very much encouraged in Buddhism. We need to understand why we're doing things. The more we understand the benefits, the more wholeheartedly we tend to do it. Just think how wonderful it would be to have a mind that we really could just completely concentrate all our energies in any chosen activity at any given time. How much more effective this would make everything we do. It's also a crucial part in the development of wisdom from Buddhist point of view. And also to have a mind that's clear and calm. And just think how beneficial this could be both to our own happiness and to the effect we have on others. With that in mind, just return back to the practice for a few minutes again, concentrating at that point of the nostrils, noticing those subtle sensations as the air enters and leaves the body. And just one little hint here is if at any given time when we vary, you find your mind's particularly distracted, sometimes it can be helpful to focus at a point lower in the body, such as our diaphragm moving up and down, for instance, as we breathe. If we're more subject to drowsiness, then it can be better to concentrate at a higher point, such as the nostrils. That's just a little hint. But again, for this session, return your attention back to that point of the nostrils, noticing those subtle sensations of the air as it enters and leaves your body. As thoughts and distractions come in, again, don't worry about it. It's perfectly natural. But as soon as you notice, in a nice, gentle way, place your attention back at that point at the nostrils. Now, before we move our attention onto the mind's clarity, I just invite anyone who needs one just to have a little stretch. Again, though, keep your attention at that point at the nostrils. Don't lose your mindfulness. But if you need to have a stretch, have one now. It really is important that you feel comfortable. It makes it very difficult to enjoy the practice otherwise. And just keep your attention at that point at the nostrils. Now turn your attention onto your mind. Mind is defined as clarity and awareness. Just as things like trees, houses, or bodies arise within space, all our thoughts, feelings, mental images, and so on arise within the space of the mind. Just try and get a sense of that clarity and awareness. It's always there as long as we're conscious. The mind is like a clear blue sky. Vast and unobstructed. Thoughts, feelings, mental images arise like clouds. They just come and go, ultimately lacking any real substance. So again, as with the previous practice, as we notice distractions coming into our mind, and don't fight with it, don't worry about it. Just let them naturally dissipate away. Just return your attention back to that spacious, clear quality of the mind, like a deep blue sky. Now imagine that you're lying on your back, staring up at a clear blue sky, vast, unobstructed. Just imagine that this sky, this vast, unobstructed emptiness, comes down, enveloping you and all your surroundings, Try not to think. Just be the clear blue sky. So the mind is like the sun, luminous and radiant, illuminating everything around it. Again, don't think, just be the luminous sun, just be the clear blue sky. Sit with that experience for a while. Again, if you need to have a little stretch, that's fine. But again, just keep your mind on the practice. The object here of the meditation is that essential clarity that underlies all our conscious experience. just going to reflect briefly now on the empty and interdependent nature of the mind. Like everything else in reality, mind doesn't exist on its own independently of everything else. For one thing, mind needs an object. Awareness needs something to be aware of. Subject and object are interdependent. We can also think of the mind as a stream running through time, continuously changing, but each moment leading to the next, and to the next, and so on. Which is what we mean when we call, say, the mind stream. But if we actually try to find a specific moment of time, ultimately, no moment can be found. It's just that continuous flow through time. We can also think about the way our minds are affecting. And being affected by our surroundings, by each other, and so on. Really try and get a sense of how our mind is as much a part of the interdependent nature of reality, of that interdependent flow of cause and effect, as anything else. Of which we're all an integral part, and try and feel that sense of connection with everything around you, people around you, with everything that exists. Now, in a nice, gentle way, just place your attention back to that essential underlying clarity. Like a clear blue sky, vast, unobstructed. Empty. Again, don't think, just be the clear blue sky. let's dedicate any benefit that's come through doing this practice, even to the tiniest extent, within all the subtle workings of cause and effect. Contribute towards the long-term benefit of all living beings.